Guess that is Taiday, Croker asked. Deng Weng Bao shrugged. Many miles. Perhaps a walk of days. That gave me a chance to consider what it might mean to spend the night on the plain, inside the Shadow Gate, in the land whence the Shadow Master's deadly pets had come. The old man said, This is enough for today. We'll go back and set up the major probe. Thinking about shadows, I found, encouraged me to resist the call of the Black Road. I paused on the brink, took one last look at the glittering pillars, before I left the mountain. It is immortality of a sort. What? You say something? Croker asked. He was 50 feet ahead of me already. No, just thinking out loud, I think. Chapter 100 The old man didn't sleep in. He and Lady, Otto and Hagop, Swan, Mather and Blade, the Gnar, Cleet, Longo and Loftus, and all the rest of the old crew and their bodyguards, with some of Lady's longtime followers, were on the road to the Shadow Gate when I dragged myself out. It was still dark enough that Croker's outriders carried torches. That son of a bitch really wants to get a head start. Taiday was awake already. He was boiling water to make breakfast mush. He looked downhill and grunted. Big Bucket stumbled up, yawning, rubbing sleep out of his eyes with the back of one hand.
Met the old man already?
Mudsucker's eager, isn't he? Everything set?
Completely.
I'll go drag Sparkle and Weezer out of the sack.
Weezer, what the hell is he doing up here?
Came up during the night. Took off early from over there because he didn't figure he could keep up with the old man this morning. Didn't want to get left behind.
The old boy's got balls, I said. Once again, I had underestimated the man. With no direct evidence, I'd assumed he'd passed on during the summer. I should have known better. He'd been dying when he latched on 7 years ago. Every day seemed like it had to be the one when he coughed up his last lung, but something kept him going.
Where's Red Rudy?
Send him to check the perimeter.
One more time, huh?
That damned perimeter had been checked and rechecked 500 times since I'd been in charge. It's a military kind of thinking, never trusting anything but the situation right this minute. Time is the implacable eater of all preparations.
All hands standing by? I asked.
Said everything was set.
He looked into Taiday's pot.
Looks tasty, my man.
Taiday had no sense of humor, and little ability to recognize sarcasm. He nodded.
A little salt, a little sugar. A handful of Tulak grubs or shredded monkey jerky would improve the flavor.
Tulak grubs?
I wouldn't have asked myself.
You find them in rotten logs. In the swamp we fell trees, so they will have a place to grow.
I asked, are you nervous? Taiday gave me his hard look, like, how on earth could I think he would be bothered by anything?
You're chattering like a flock of crows.
Taiday grunted, recognizing the truth. He went back to being himself. Beetle grubs, I grumbled.
Only the Yuang Bao would think of farming them. What's wrong with grubs? Bucket asked. You fry them in butter, toss in a couple sliced mushrooms? It's time to play the game.
Croker and Lady were climbing the slope now. I could see them clearly enough to tell that they were dressed in their Widowmaker and Lifetaker costumes with all the show-off spells alive and crawling.